Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly your self-esteem takes a nosedive? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into navigating the wild world of social media while keeping our mental health in check. It's like walking a tightrope over a pit of negativity, except this pit is made of perfectly curated lies and unrealistic expectations. But don't worry, I'm not here to preach about deleting your accounts, although that might be a good idea sometime. I'm all about giving you practical tips and tricks to help you stay sane in a digital age. Because let's face it, social media is a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, even finding hilarious cat videos. But when it starts to feel more like a pressure cooker than a platform for positivity, it's time to make some changes. So, here are 5 key takeaways to keep your head above water in the social media ocean. First things first, remember that what you see online is often just a highlight reel. People tend to showcase their best moments, their vacations, their achievements, rarely the messy, complicated reality. Ever heard the saying Instagram vs. reality? It's real. So don't compare your behind-the-scenes chaos to someone else's carefully constructed masterpiece. You're enough, just as you are, with all your quirks and imperfections. Next up, curate your feed like a boss. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, the ones that make you feel insecure, envious, or pressured. Instead, seek out content that inspires, motivates, and makes you feel good. Think of it like building a cozy den online, filled with things that uplift and empower you. Now, let's talk about engagement. Remember, social media is a two-way street. Don't just passively consume content, interact with it. Like, comment, share, but be mindful of your energy. Avoid getting sucked into negativity or drama. Choose to engage with content that aligns with your values and interests. It's crucial to set boundaries. Decide how much time you want to spend on social media each day and stick to it. Treat it like any other commitment, a workout, a hobby, a date night. Schedule it in, and when the timer goes off, log out. Remember, there's a whole world beyond the screen waiting for your attention. Finally, don't forget to unplug. Take regular breaks from social media to recharge and reconnect with yourself and the real world. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, engage in activities that nourish your soul and remind you of what truly matters. Okay, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram and you see a picture of your friend on vacation, looking effortlessly happy and carefree. They are sipping cocktails on a beach, surrounded by beautiful scenery, and they've got that perfect time going on. Now, I know it sounds silly, but ever feel a pang of jealousy or insecurity? You start comparing yourself to their seemingly perfect life, their travel, their relationships, their seemingly effortless glow up. You might even find yourself questioning your own choices and happiness. Sound familiar? This is exactly what social media can do to us. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game and feel inadequate. But remember, that picture only tells part of the story. There are probably moments behind the scenes where they're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or just plain tired. Everyone has their own struggles, even if they don't share them online. So, the next time you find yourself comparing yourself to someone else's carefully curated reality, take a step back and remember. You are unique, valuable, and worthy of love and happiness, regardless of what social media tells you. Don't let those perfectly filtered images define your self-worth. You've got this. Remember, we're all in this together. Taking care of our mental health online is a journey, not a destination. It takes conscious effort and self-compassion. So be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that you are enough just as you are. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the message of mental well-being one podcast at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep scrolling mindfully.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.